While the leadership turmoil has made for an exciting few days for political pundits, it's worth taking a wider look at the implications of yet another leadership spill. It's been a long time since Australia has been able to present itself to the world with a long-standing PM at the helm. For those counting, John Howard was the last Prime Minister to serve out a full term, and analysts say this upheaval is hurting Australia's relationships with Asian neighbours. Angus Randall reports.
Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he will propose a vote on his leadership on Friday if a majority of his MPs...
failing miserably to keep a lid on the party's internal dissent. Its poll ratings have fallen sharply, even up against the Labor Party led by Bill Shorten, not wildly popular himself.
He added that he was now looking to make sure his Liberal Party was stable and unified. The narrow margin of his victory had raised doubts about whether he can remain in office for long.
Australia has become the coup capital of the democratic world. Crossbench Senator Derryn Hinch remembers the good old days.
I'm old enough in this place to remember the days we used to all laugh at the Italians. We said, how often they changed their government, how often they changed their leaders, what a stupid country that was, how irresponsible and what a lousy case of democracy. And here we have now, tomorrow, it would seem that an elected Prime Minister will not make it his full term.
Ewan Graham is from the Lowy Institute.
Well, there is a joke that's been doing the rounds for some time now, that Australia is the least stable democracy in the South Pacific. With each leadership spill, that one gets a little harder to laugh off.
He believes the leadership spill has come at a particularly bad time for Australia's diplomats.
It's bad luck for the Prime Minister and Australian diplomacy that two trips are scheduled in the upcoming 2 weeks that will take the Prime Minister to Southeast Asia, where he'll visit Indonesia and other key countries, and then off to the Pacific Islands Forum in the South Pacific. That's unfortunate because those are the two key near regions where Australian diplomacy counts most, and non-attendance will have a disproportional impact.
And when it comes to Indonesia, Australia is now making up for lost ground. Ewan Graham again.
To put it bluntly, Australia needs Indonesia more than they need us. So if we can't sustain basic continuity in interpersonal high-level engagement, and a lot of the key decisions that are made in regional summits are done at leader level. And if we can't sustain that, then basically it's a signal that foreign policy isn't that serious. It isn't that important for Australia's politicians.
One person who's enjoyed the past few days has been Peter Dutton. Not that Peter Dutton, his Twitter namesake, who sells gourmet popcorn in Texas.
I wish the people of Australia would look at my profile and realise I'm a 30-year-old black man before sending me tweets and DMs.
Professor Ian McAllister is a political scientist from the Australian National University. He's unsurprised that another Prime Minister is teetering on the edge.
An increasing tendency for governments not to control the Senate, an increasing tendency for politicians to be career politicians, to be looking after their own careers rather than the broader public interest, and also for elections to be held much sooner than we normally would have expected. And a lot of these things have come together to create this focus on leadership, what we call the personalisation of politics, and to really identify the fate of a government with the personality of the political leader.
Professor Ian McAllister, Angus Randall reporting there. And of course, the Prime Minister was due to fly out next week for a 6-day Asia-Pacific tour, which he has now cancelled.